Budget Review, brought to you by KPMG, shaping lasting companies and communities for tomorrow, today.
Here's a budget 2022 preview brought to you by KPMG. In our 2021 budget statement, Deputy Prime Minister and former Minister for Finance Heng Swee Keat outlined the Singapore Green Plan. Now, that's a national movement and a whole of society effort to build a sustainable Singapore for all generations. But just how do we do that? Let's get more details on this with Sharad Somani, partner, head of infrastructure advisory, KPMG in Singapore. Sharad, I want to look ahead here. What are some of the priorities for Singapore as it aims to establish itself as Asia's ESG hub? We like to be a hub for things.
So as an energy-constrained island nation, Singapore needs to necessarily invest in technology and innovation to achieve transition to sustainable energy sources. Singapore is already putting the building blocks for low-carbon economy. Research funding to the tune of $55 million was made available to projects in the areas of green hydrogen and carbon capture utilization and storage. Similar initiatives are being launched to help local companies focus on renewable energy, urban energy efficiency, and low-carbon solutions. As a forward-looking city-state, Singapore can be an ideal testbed for sustainable technologies in transport, energy, and creating zero low-carbon solutions across the urban and industrial landscape. Solutions in the areas of built environment and real estate, green transformation in energy and transport sectors, and energy efficiency-related innovation in the manufacturing sector could be the three-pronged approach that Singapore can do to establish itself as a regional ESG hub. Green finance will be critical to fund infrastructure projects as Singapore looks to boost its standing as a sustainable finance hub in Asia, along with its role as a region's project finance center. We propose for a green financing bank to be set up in Singapore that will focus on supporting projects with strong ESG angle. This green finance bank perhaps can be mandated to essentially catalyze developments in the following three broad categories: development of framework for green project qualification, supporting pathfinder projects through lines of credit, and providing institutional capacity building for knowledge transfer across industry verticals. Singapore should play on its strength by prioritizing sectors like built environment, logistics, and energy and chemicals. By striking alliances with multilateral development banks and green-focused funds, we can help create a new green investment asset class in the region. We also need to provide the right platform for infrastructure projects to raise green bonds in Singapore. A combination of fiscal and other incentives can help attract funders and issuers to Singapore market, thereby creating an ESG hub in Singapore.
I've been speaking with Sharad Somani, who is partner, head of infrastructure advisory for KPMG in Singapore. This Budget 2022 preview is brought to you by KPMG.
Budget Review was brought to you by KPMG. Find out what lies ahead for Singapore's economy as we go from pandemic to endemic at kpmg.com.sg/budget2022.